If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. Today on the Zabecast, it's a Mr. X baseball season preview spectacular. The king of the over-unders, Mr. 79% winners, is ready for the 60-game sprint. Also, who is Naked Athena in Portland? A gambling degenerate goes on a COVID relief bender, and Dr. Fauci is certainly milking his viral stardom for every last drop. Your daily Kickstarter of Uncensored Me is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. Thank you for joining me. Can you tell any difference in the microphone? I have switched out of the Rodecaster Pro Pod mics, which are really nice mics that have a lot of built-in audio benefits and are very affordable at about $99 a pop, for the more sophisticated RE20, the Sennheiser RE20. That's an industry standard microphone. Can you tell? You don't care. You're listening to the podcast literally with your phone on speaker in your pocket while you're walking around the house? Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I should just get to talking. All right, so much to get to before Mr. X. Let me go through it as quick as we can. Good news all around in sports on the coronavirus front. Looks like the NFL has a bead on plans and the players are piping down, and we are going to get camps opened up this week, and away we go. Corey COVID goes 0 for 346 in testing in the bubble. How about that? 0 for 346 for positive tests in Orlando with the bubble. Do you remember the hand-wringing and the, oh my God, my health is so important, I'm afraid? They're doing fine. They're snug as a bug down there inside the bubble. The NHL went like 2 for 1,000 and change. So they're doing great. Texas is apparently peaked with this mini spike, is on the way down. I showed you Florida's ICUs and hospitals were absolutely normal. Arizona's heading in the right direction. And yet, Team Virus just doesn't want to go down quietly. Dan Sinclair tweeted, he is a University of Wisconsin grad, William & Mary Law School, and at Brew Hoop, on, I guess, past editor of Brew Hoop, he tweeted the following: don't care about the NBA's testing numbers. This season should not be continuing. The fact that this plan hasn't broken down yet doesn't mean it's a good or justifiable one. Wow. Talk about team virus till you die. That guy, Dan Sinclair. Wow. Frank Madden, I don't know him, but he also former editor of Brew Hoop, an occasional podcaster of Locked On Bucks. I guess I should know these guys. They cover the Bucks. They might be swell fellows. Frank Madden followed up that tweet with, "Come on, Dan, there's nothing more American than rationing the quality of healthcare based on financial incentives. It's how we do it." Oh my God. Talk about being committed to your own narratives and absolutely detached from reality. There's two guys. I really should print up a Team Virus t-shirt that's got the big coronavirus in the front. And on the back, it says Team Virus, and it'll be number 19 for Corey COVID-19. And I should give them out to people. Like, you are so Team Virus. Here you go. Congratulations. You've got a Team Virus shirt because you are committed. 0 for 346. And a guy's like, "I don't care. Just because it hadn't broken down yet doesn't mean it's good or justified." Stomp, stomp, stomp. He's going to be so mad when this whole thing is finally in the rearview. Just saying. Stan Van Gundy apparently likes spending other people's money. And hey, who wouldn't? The Orlando Magic laid off 31 people, including John Denton, one of 31 team employees. He was the longtime Orlando Magic writer for the team. And Stan Van Gundy said, "These layoffs just couldn't be avoided," larding with sarcasm. "The DeVoe family that owns the Magic only has a net worth of about $5 billion. They just couldn't afford to continue to pay all of their employees." Yeah, Stan, that's not how the real world works, buddy. Rich people who could afford to pay not-so-rich people don't necessarily do so when economic conditions dictate otherwise. Hell, Stan Van, I bet you're a millionaire. Have you made any cutbacks? Have you canceled anything? Have you told your house cleaner to come maybe once every other week? I don't know. If so, how dare you? You're rich. Everyone should just keep getting paid no matter what. The bear video took the internet by storm yesterday. It happened in Mexico. A group of hikers came upon a black bear, a juvenile, but still a fucking bear. Bear goes up, sniffs, kind of gropes this woman, pulls a Joe Biden. I know, fastball down the middle. Luckily does not decide to chomp into her, and then goes on its merry way. The woman even got a selfie, albeit a bad one, with the bear while it was sniffing her. That is something else. I said on both radio shows, I said the obligation of her party, which was about 7 or 8 people, none of them looking like really big tough guys, not that it would matter. If she started to get chomped on, they would have had an obligation to swarm in and attack that juvenile bear with everything they had. But would they have? That's the question. I guess we'll never know until you're in a bear fight on some dusty trail somewhere. Speaking of things that have taken the internet by storm, the so-called Portland Naked Athena, a protester in Portland, where, of course, the mayhem just continues in Portland, and the mayor there can't stop it, and of course he's blaming it on Trump. Why not? The protests go on, and now there are moms who are forming a human chain to protect the protesters, and, you know, peaceful protesters that just happened to commit lots of property damage, assault random people, and light fires, and, you know, throw shit at cops, but otherwise peaceful. Apparently a woman decided to just go full buck naked, and she sat cross-legged, palms to the sky, as the naked Venus right in the middle of the street with the police right across the intersection from her. I mean, lovely looking woman in terms of her body, probably crazy, batshit crazy. Full pelt, of course. Like, what'd you expect? At least had shaved pits, so there was that. And there's a photo of her from behind in her calm pose with the bright glare of the police lights on her. And it's a great photo. It's going to be in one of those year-end Time Magazine photos of the year, images of the year kind of thing. I don't know what happened to her. Did she get arrested? Did she get a shower? Is she worried about contracting from sitting on the filthy streets of Portland, Oregon? I don't know. But it was a hell of a photo for sure. And then there was this. A man went on a gambling bender, even though he should not have at all. A man from Los Angeles allegedly submitted loan applications for millions of dollars, upwards of $9 million in coronavirus relief. What did he do with the $9 million? He went to Vegas. Andrew Marnell, 40, a resident of Beverly Grove neighborhood in LA, submitted these fraudulent loan apps, got the money, and then went to Vegas to make risky bets, also made some risky stock market bets, and, well, squandered hundreds of thousands of dollars at the Bellagio Hotel and other places. There is security footage of him, of course, sitting down, wearing a mask, at a blackjack table with the plexiglass in front of him and the dealer, because you know what? Even in a pandemic, you got to gamble. You got to get your heat on. The PPP loans were part of the unprecedented $2.2 trillion CARES Act, because remember, government cares. And he is due back in court next Tuesday. Now, I see, when you got a guy like that, you got a monster, you got a jaws in the water, you got a gambling degenerate like you've never seen. Bob Costas is joining CNN, I presume, as a non-sports commentator, because boy, did he like to get on his non-sports perch at halftime of Sunday Night Football.
Oh, that is rich coming from you, Mr. Political Opinions, some people are sick of.
This is my platform. The platform of Sunday Night Football is, hey, Bob, do something football-y. That maybe does.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Doesn't attack football as evil and wrong and going to make everyone demented or talk about gun violence. See, this is my platform, so I get to say what I want and you get to fuck off if you don't like it. Or just gently say, you know, Zabe, I have to leave. I'm sorry. And I will say, Godspeed. Come back when you want. Don't if you don't. And live a wonderful life. My man, One Account Rhodes, hardcore Redskin fan, says he wants the Redskins to wear an all-white temporary jersey for the upcoming season with nothing but a spray-painted W on the front. White shirt, white helmet, white face mask, white gloves, white pants, white socks, white shoes. White all the way to, he showed me there somewhere he got a stock photo of just the NFL equipment setup, which is all white. He just drew a W on the front. I would almost be up for that as sort of a protest uniform. And Antonio Brown says he's retired. He said, I came, I saw, I dominated, call God. Nothing left to do. I think God said, new phone. Who dis? If Antonio Brown got a deal from any team, veteran minimum, he would be there in a heartbeat. But some crazy is just too much to handle. And I know, I'm the guy that said the Packers should kick the tires on it. Apparently, they know he's crazy, and they know it's not harnessable crazy anymore. Just 2 years ago, he was the talk of the league, cover of Madden, dominating before he went crazy in week 17 and said, I'm not showing up. Only three players in history have had more than 1,120 yards and 74 touchdowns in their first 9 years. One of them is Calvin Johnson, Megatron. His career cut short by injuries, not by being crazy. And Jerry Rice, the only other one. He's pretty good. Some company to be in there, for sure. But it looks like Antonio Brown's career is over. It is time now for what you've been waiting for. The long-anticipated 60-game season totals. Mr. X, we are finally here, my friend. How are you doing?
Up in the
parts unknown near the Squababash River or something like that on the coast of Maine. Yeah, Sheepshead Island. Or where are you at in Maine again?
I'm actually at a place called Swan Lake.
Oh, very nice.
Absolute nowhere. You know, you get those Verizon maps that show 99.9% coverage.
They're lies.
I'm in that little white dot that's not covered.
Well, you sound like you're coming through loud and clear, so that's good right there. All right, let's get right to it. We're finally here, Mr. X. I cannot believe it, but baseball is going to happen as soon as Thursday. Nats and Yankees, two 300 strikeout artists in a season in Scherzer and Cole. Apparently that's never happened before on opening day. And away we go with a 60-game sprint. Some would think Mr. X, who has been a documented, certified 79% winners on season totals with me over the course of damn near 20 years.
Exactly 20.
Some people would think Mr. X, well, surely he's not going to roll the dice and risk his pristine record in some kind of slap together, funky monkey rules, runner on second and extra innings, permanent DH, COVID sit out requirements season. But they're wrong, aren't they?
Oh, they're wrong.
Woo! Here we go. By the way, for those,
I'm sorry, go.
For those that want Mr. X's steam, because we're just going to tease it here on the podcast, if you really want his steam, you got to go to his website, which is?
CallMeMrX.com.
Right, CallMeMrX.com, and you have various levels of service for your picks, and you're very fair, and you're very good to your subscribers. All of them have told me, you know what, Mr. X is really cool because, you know, I asked for this, and then the pandemic hit, and he'd refunded money, and there's no big deal, and now we're back, blah, 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 blah. So you're good,
just like
man.
The Nats.
Just not like the Nats, who made you fight. By the way, did you get your money back?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Because I haven't asked this question on the podcast. I don't think our listeners know.
All right. There's two parts of refunds. One is your season ticket plan, which last week they refunded the first third of the season, April and May. Okay. Because that's definitely not going to happen, they said.
But June could happen. We could time machine back to June. You never know. So we're going to hold that right now.
The second half is if you bought, like, for example, you know, you buy a bunch of extra games, like through your season account or whatever. If you bought single games, you can't put in to refund those until that date has passed. So I got my opening day recently. And I asked today, hey, how's it coming on all those June games? And the answer is, in process.
In we'll get process.
Them by Christmas. We'll get them by Christmas, Sabe. And by the way, I begged that team, please give me a method for a refund other than putting $50,000 on my credit card.
What
and
they do?
Wouldn't do it. They won't. Like, for example, the first payment is $20,000+ refund because it's a big group. So now it's like they wouldn't do anything but put it back to the card you bought it on. So what – he was like, can you imagine sharing with me? What the hell am I going to do with $24,000 credit on my credit card? God, I hope Mrs. X isn't listening. I'm in big trouble. She's going to spend it by tomorrow. But anyway.
Yeah, right. Dude, let's go to Vegas right now. I just gave the story before you came on here about the guy that applied for $9 million in PPP loans, COVID relief funds, and then went to Vegas and blew most of it. Whoops. Should I not have done that? Was that wrong, as George Costanza might ask?
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah. So anyway, maybe you could buy your guys Visa gift cards that are just like cash.
There you go. No, all I'd have to do is put in the requests from American Express to get the refund. So now I can get that in 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. So that won't take nearly as long.
We won't be whole till Christmas. Okay. Won't be whole till Christmas.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to make some money on these season totals over under. So go to callmemrx.com and follow Mr. X on Twitter at @justcallmemrx.
Right. Here's my prediction for Thursday before you roll. You mentioned the Nats and the Yankees. Cole, Scherzer, Thursday. Now, I'm in Maine, so it's going to rain out.
Why?
I don't know, because this is 2020.
Oh.
It's going to be a rain out.
You're like, I'm just expecting the worst. You know,
come on.
Waited 130 days for this shit, and then going to go fucking rain. Hadn't rained down here in D.C. in forever. I mean, it is a burnt-out apocalypse on everyone's yard, golf course, you name it.
Give me Thursday at +2 to 1.
All right, so for those who are new here, Mr. X got a hold of me when he first heard me on Team 980 back in 2000. Kind of sensed that, you know, the force was strong within me, that I understood gambling just enough to be dangerous, was certainly not a seasoned artist like he is. And so we hooked up and we started talking, and he kind of has taken me under his wing and has taught me some things along the way. And so every year, Mr. X, because he's a big baseball fan, Red Sox by birth, Nationals now because he's lived here forever, loves baseball, watches a ton of it, and just has a knack for picking out 3 to 4 absolute winners when it comes to season totals in terms of wins. So he started picking these on my show, and I kept track, and we've got audio of all this, and I kid you not, but 20 years, his number is 83 and 22. 83 and 22. So here we are sitting on the cusp of a weirdo 60-game season.
Yeah.
Why are you going to do it, Mr. X?
I thought you'd learn a little more from me than that, because it's there. No, I will say this. You know what? I think of it this way. First of all, from the baseball side, contrary to popular belief, I'm not a purist. I get that stuff. But this is not going to be a baseball season, quote, as we know it, the 60-game sprint. There's a reason you play 162 and not 16, like football, or 80. There's a reason why it's set up the way it is. Anybody can win in a short run, and that's just the nature of the game. So this will not be like any other season. But that doesn't mean it can't be great. I mean, it's going to have a whole new angle, but it'll be fun.
Oh,
there's no dog days of summer. It's let's go.
Absolutely.
You know, they all count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think it could be really fun, assuming that we don't get another, you know, kind of shut down this and that. I think it'll be in some ways much more entertaining. It reminds me of like the very, very, very early days of fantasy sports before your time, my friend, when there were all these rules and fantasy sports were invented and people kept trying to tweak them to make it, quote, more like real football. And it's like, it doesn't have to be. It's a fun game.
Right.
And that's what we're looking at this year. It's going to be a fun game. It's not going to be like baseball, but it'll be a fun game.
I've always said the rules can be whatever you want them to be.
Whatever you want them to be. Yep.
That's the nature of sports, like playing in the backyard where, okay, the shed is a home run, into the bushes a ground rule double. Those are the rules. You don't like it, go back to your yard.
Catch it off the tree. It's all good.
Right, exactly. So I think one of the things we're going to see, and we can just talk about some of the general storylines and theories about how the season's going to go. By the way, are you going to give out any little thing today on the show or no?
Hit me towards the end. We'll see how it goes.
How about
I'll try.
Now, first of all, on the website, how many picks, just total, how many picks are you releasing this year?
Well, I mean, there's never a set number because I always say, you know, the winners are where the winners are. I'm not one of those people that says, oh, I'll give you 4, I'll give you 10. But it's pretty close to the same as last year. The basic service people get, it's 5, maybe 6. But a lot of people subscribe to the mid-level service where I give you every team. Because a lot of people just are like, hey, yeah, that's great. But I like this one. What do you think? You know,
they want some, right. They want some affirmation. So even though you'll pick every team over under and you'll say, well, this is where I'm at, but you're not betting it yourself.
Exactly. Okay. I wouldn't bet that myself, but I also clearly will say I never pick them all. Usually there's about, you know, 4 or 5 really super strong ones. Like last year we went, the top 4 were so easy when they came home.
Yeah.
But I'll give about 10 where I would play it myself. Then I'll do like maybe about 10 more, quote, as you know, leans, where it's like, if you're on the other side of me, don't go there.
Normally you will say, if 3-0 is not good enough for you, then here's 4, 5, and 6. And that sort of lets people know that, hey, if you want to go deeper, here's some other pretty good ones. But the top 3 are going to be what counts against my record. And then you're on your own beyond that.
Sure. And the last part of it is there'll usually be 8 to 10 teams where I'll just say, I'm sorry, coin flip. You know, you can't pretend that they're all winners. Sure. I mean, you know, there are some where you just have to say that. So,
sure. All right.
That's the basic layout. Yes.
All right. So one thing I think we're going to see a lot of is tons of bullpenning, tons of mixing and matching, starters going an inning or two, dancing around, emptying the bench. This universal DH is going to give certain managers just tons of leeway to bring in a billion guys. This was already the trend, wasn't it, Mr. X, anyway, in baseball, to use a billion guys?
Well, it's the trend for some franchises. I'm not sure that I would say it's all going to be that way. I mean, there are some serious, you know, two sides to most of these coins this year. For example, everything you said is dead on for some of the teams.
All right, didn't the Yankees use a shitload of pitchers last year?
Well, yeah, because they had so many. Yes, they sure did. Right. But I guess what I'm getting at is one of the most important things I believe that managers do over 162 games is keep their 25-man roster fresh, especially the pitchers. Don't overuse them. Don't let a guy get stale out there and then bring him in after he's been sitting out for 12 days. Use the bench, you know, use the backup catcher. Are you going to do that in a 60-game sprint? You're not going to worry about who's fresh and who's not. I got to win.
I got to get guys that can hit.
An urgency. Yeah. Are you going to sit your starting catcher 1 or 2 games a week when you get off to that 3-6 start and you're like, oh, crap? You know, I don't know if you really can say the benches and the depth is going to play the role it normally does, because I think these guys will feel pressure to just never have an off week. And so in some cases, you might see that they actually push those frontline starters a little harder because it's not June. And you can't afford to pull Max Scherzer in a 1-1 game in the 6th because your team's 7-11. And yeah, we got to get going. So I can see both sides of that one, Zay.
Do you think that we're going to see a lot of injuries because of the long layoff and now the rushed restart and all the urgency? I'm talking snap, crackle, pop, soft tissue injuries.
You know, you can certainly make that case, and I think you will see the real franchise pitchers they'll be careful with. I've always struggled with those little nagging baseball injuries. It just doesn't seem that hard to, come on.
You're like, come on, you played through that.
40s, come on, your arm hurts, let's go. So I don't know.
Well, one thing is,
but there's no time to say, you know what, let's give him 10 days and rest.
That's the thing,
man, let's go.
That's the thing. I mean, they, you know, teams are used to hoteling guys on the DL for extended periods, thinking, you know what, we'll bounce along without him. It's a long season.
I need him down the stretch. Well, you're starting in the stretch.
Yeah, right. And welcome to the stretch. The stretch begins now. By the way, last year's 19-31 start for the Nats, that's 50 games, if my math is correct. Carry the 1, divide by 5. Thank you. Nailed it. That's called You Are Out and You Are Mopping Up for 10 Games of Garbage Duty, and Davey Martinez is so fired.
Probably. Then again, you know, you can actually make the case that you do approach it different if it was that. So, you know, you can't, like, just kind of cut and paste the rules. You know what I mean? They wouldn't have – maybe they don't have that page. But the bottom line is you will see – you can guarantee right now you will see good teams have a bad start. And everyone goes, yeah, this season screwed them. And you will see somebody that's no good have a decent start and if not make it, at least come darn close. But you know what? It's a real crapshoot as to who that's going to be.
Now, remind.
But I do think,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You are really on to one thing. Giving away a little nugget here. This will, if I have to pick teams this year, the last few years we've seen that real change to old school Earl Weaver, three run homer baseball, strikeout or homer, which Earl Weaver, you know, was the first person to figure out in the 60s. And then it went away forever. And now it's back. And you saw the teams, you know, no advance in the runner hitting behind, none of that. Just swing for the fences. But you will see a switch this year. That's how you play over a long season. That's not how you win a short series. Ask Matt Williams. Oh, God. But, you know, okay, sorry. But the point is, this is the year that I give a serious edge to the new school analytical type of teams. The teams that play matchups, the teams that platoon, the teams that do the situational, as you said, the teams that will use their whole bullpen, matchup versus matchup. In the short, short run, edge to those guys.
Okay. Interesting.
Edge to those guys over the old school, which has become so prevalent the last couple of years. You know, Earl Weaver in the 60s, there was a book I read. I was less than 10 years old, and it was the best thing I've read in baseball my whole life. He said he studied box scores. He didn't have a Google, say. He studied box scores, and he said that in 50% of all baseball games, the winning team scores more in an inning than the other team does in the game. And the point is, play for an inning.
Yeah.
Play for one inning. Because you have one inning, you win the game. All that play for one run stuff.
Yeah.
Just have one big inning and go home.
Play for the jackpot.
He said that in the 60s.
Play for the jackpot inning. And then,
exactly.
And then let the other team try to scramble and catch up. How do you think the umpiring will be in fanless stadiums? We know that human beings that are referees and umpires get influenced by other human beings screaming at them, "You suck, Blue," or the whole stadium saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe you pinched him there." But do you think it'll be different? Do you think it'll be more fair?
You know what? I think I've not heard or read this. This is my own observation. I think the last one or two years, the constant presence of the Fox Box or whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
has really made them tune out the fans that they didn't used to do, because they know that every pitch is on TV. Well, that was out of the box. And they've gone back to a more honest zone. It used to be you could throw any playoff pitch 4 inches off the outside corner in Yankee Stadium. When that crowd goes nuts, that ump is dying to punch him out. And the crowd goes crazy. But now you got that Fox Box, and they're all being graded. And I think we've already seen a shift to better umpiring. So I think it'll continue in that direction.
Okay.
I think the fans don't impact it. You know, it used to be they'd put that box up in the playoffs. Now it's up every game all season long.
I know.
So those guys are really, you know, they can't react to the crowd the way they used to.
Do you like that box when you watch a game on TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can remember sitting, you know, we're sitting at games last year behind the home plate. Mrs. X will go, "Was that in the box?" I'm like, "Honey, there is no box here. There's no box."
Right. I have no idea. Exactly.
I can't see the box. Where is it? No, that's on TV.
Right. All right. Do the Nats have enough to win another World Series?
Well, they certainly have the same thing I said last June. They certainly have what it takes to win any playoff series. Getting to the playoffs is one thing. Winning the playoffs is another. When you run out those three pitchers, they run out. They can beat anybody in a series. They can beat teams that are better than them in a series, just like they did last year. Getting there, I don't know. usually you have the post World Series hangover, but golly, they've had a chance to sleep in, haven't they?
Yeah.
I don't know that they have a hangover if you start in end of July.
Right.
I don't see them making the playoffs, but if you sneak in, I would never bet against them. I mean, the Dodgers and the Yankees are head and shoulders better than the rest of the world at a level I've not seen in a long time. They are that good.
Unfair.
I don't like, it's ridiculous. The Yankees in particular, but the Dodgers too. Their margin between those two and the field, I don't remember a margin quite this size. Now, the good part is in 60 games, we may not see that margin. You know, what we would in one, if it was 162, I mean, those guys would be, right. You know, they'd be winning 110 apiece, but who knows what will happen in a shorter call.
Remember, the Dodgers acquired Mookie Betts, and they took on David Price, which is, and by the way, didn't Price opt out of the year?
Did we call that in the podcast van, remember?
Yeah, I think so.
But, we said, hey, why would he play when he's on his last $32 million? He's going to say, yeah, can I have that next year?
Right, I'm just going to punt it to next year.
He's going to do it.
And, of course, the Yankees signed Gerrit Cole for a whopping 9 years, $324 million. The rich get richer.
Yep.
And that's just the way it is. Angels sign Anthony Rendon, 7 years, $245 million. Does that make them a contender? I saw today that Rendon still has an oblique strain.
I have shorted the Angels for so many years in a row. It's ridiculous. I mean, they never, everyone says this is their year. They never. Now, what's Mike Trout been in, like one playoff series? My gosh.
Is Shohei Ohtani healthy? The two-way wonder?
I'll tell you what. He is going to be one of the most interesting stories this year. In a short season, if that guy can have any kind of decent year at the plate and go like 4-1 on the mound, how do you not win MVP in a short? Like, if he can really go both ways in a short run, he's going to be an interesting story for sure.
Right. But Rendon, Shohei Ohtani, and Mike Trout, you should be like, how are they not one of the favorites? And they're up there. But I don't know. Like you said,
barely over 500. But
yeah, shorting him is something that I think a lot of people are going to want to do. Zach Wheeler signs with the Phillies, 5 years, $118 million, a 23-15 starter with a 3.65 ERA with the Mets. Now he's in Philly.
Yeah, he's good too. I'm not big on Philly. I'm not real sold on that.
Come on, your boy Harper.
You know, we'll see. By the way, the biggest change in whether it's the actual game or the handicap and picking it like we're doing, the biggest change this year is this format where essentially it's three separate leagues. I assume you've already followed that.
Right.
Where East plays East. You have a 10-team league that there's no interleague games outside of those, you know, the East teams.
Right.
So you know, flat out, I won't make you do math, but you know that the East teams will win exactly 300 games. There's no like, there's going to be no 7-9 Seahawks, you know, with a weak division.
Sure.
The East, they don't play anyone else. So it's like the East is a league. The Central is a league.
Mm-hmm.
The West is a league, which really, really made a huge change on what I see coming into the season, you know, when it comes to predicting who'll do what. Because it doesn't matter where you were relative to 30 teams now. It only matters where are you within your 10.
Right.
See what I mean?
All right, couple other guys.
For example, how do you want to be the Orioles and be an underdog in 58 games this year out of 60?
Suck. But welcome to the world that you live in.
They don't get to play the Royals. They don't get to play the Tigers. They don't get the Pirates. They are stuck.
Josh Donaldson.
So those kind of things will make a big difference, yeah.
Josh Donaldson signs with the Twins, 4 years, $92
million. Yes, rich get richer there. He should help them a lot. Yep.
Hyunjin Ryu signs with the Blue Jays, 4 years, $80 million. The team that may have to play all their games on the road. At this point, why don't the Blue Jays just say we'll go on the road for the whole year?
Yeah, I mean, well, they got to go somewhere. They can't keep crossing the border. But if there's a year to play on the road and not have it matter, this is it. Well, one of my guys emailed me on that this week, thinking, hey, you know, I'm onto something because I just found out the Blue Jays were going to, you know, can't play at home. So won't that hurt them? I'm like, no, no. Yeah.
60
no
games,
support.
60
no,
games is two and a half. It's 2 months, yeah. Basically, right?
But all those things that are home field advantages, they're not there anyway.
Right, exactly. So
it's not a loss.
Why would you say, well, you know, and they were talking about Buffalo, and apparently the Buffalo baseball stadium sucks. It's not up to spec. Why would you play at a lesser stadium? I'd rather be in major league locker rooms, major league clubhouses, major league fields, all that shit on the road, but you're still staying in four-star hotels along the way. It's 2 months.
There's no reason not to. I mean, the only thing you can think of is what? You want to play in Buffalo because it's closer for the fans? Whoops, wait a minute. They're not coming anyhow. It just doesn't make any sense. You might as well go somewhere nice.
My my girlfriend team, the Brewers, they did a lot of minusing with star players in the offseason, save for Yelich, of course. But they are now concerned about Yelich's slow start. He's 2-for-18 so far in the preseason in intra-squad stuff. And it's easy to go, nah, he'll be fine. But if he starts the first month slow, you could be dead.
You know what I say? He'll be fine. I am on that camp. I do not. Watching exhibition games is completely different. Pitchers are just working on their fastballs. They're getting their arms loose. I have ignored March every year of my life.
Right. Okay. Are they better with the minus out of certain guys? Like Moustakas and Grandal?
Well, jumping ahead, I like the Brewers.
Ooh.
I think that's one of the most balanced divisions. There's four teams that could win that division. It's very balanced. If you look at their over-unders, I think they're all like within a game. It's a dead heat with four teams, and if I had to pick one, I'd take the long shot Brewers.
Okay.
They're the four seed coming out of there, and they are what we talked about earlier today. They are, oh my God, this is a dream for manager Greg Council. I mean, this theory is right up his alley.
Yeah.
He is the classic overmanaged the shit out of every game.
Well, but you say overmanaged. He basically, down the stretch 2 years ago, stitched together an amazing run that caught the Cubs in game 163.
Yeah. And this is exactly what he dreams of. I mean, this is his thing. He will be, I've always thought the last few years he's greatly overrated. He's starting to remind me a little bit of Tony La Russa and just greatly overrated manager. Sometimes the more you do, the more people have to write about, and more is not always better. He's kind of like Al Son, or what's that guy on the Redskins with this 1200 page playbook?
You think Council's overrated? Possibly.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Right. But this is right up his alley, and this will be good. And when I say overrated, I'm saying this genius status. Like Tony Relusa was a good manager, but this genius status was just crazy.
Well, okay, there's two different things. There's overhyped, and then there's overrated.
I'll give them both.
Okay, but you understand my distinction, right?
Yes, I do.
Overhyped is the media loves certain stories, and sometimes they latch onto them. Like you said, they write about stuff that's interesting to baseball writers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's both. He's getting a lot of hype, but he's also, but this is made for him. This season's made for Josh Hader.
They're not going to run him out every day, though. Every other day at most.
But he'll run out more than any other relief. This is a year where the best pitcher in the league is going to get like 6 or 7 wins. You're going to see some reliever luck into 4 or 5 wins.
He could lead the league.
And might as well be Hader. You get a guy like Hader who's going to maybe get 4 or 5 of those 2 innings wins and toss in a dozen saves. And, you know, this is the year that, you know, a guy like him is going to actually maybe win a Cy.
Is somebody going to hit 400?
It's very possible. I wouldn't bet on it.
How do you treat it?
If I was a betting man, I wouldn't bet on it.
But, how do you treat it?
Oh, you mean as far as the history books?
Yeah.
Absolutely cannot count.
Right.
No.
You throw it back.
This isn't the 154 versus 162. This is, when I was a kid, Zay, reading the sporting news growing up, you could count on a June article, well, so-and-so hit 400 every single year, and it just got old. Somebody's hitting 400 in June every year. Well, this year,
maybe somebody tickles it. Telling you, I agree. It'll be a phony record, not a record. Don't even think about counting it. However, if somebody's flirting with it, it'll be fun. Because the word for this year in baseball is fun. It's not like your normal season, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be different. You got to go with it.
That's true. And before I forget that, Zabe, speaking of fun, this past week, golfing with X2, X3, X4. I did something at this golf course that I mentioned to the owner, and he agrees it's probably never been done before. In the pouring rain, I think only I can do this. I one putted from 66 feet, wait for it, for a 10.
What were you doing in the pouring rain? Don't you have the sense to come in when that happens? This is a course up in Maine, I trust.
Yes, yes. Cool. Yeah, no, we didn't have sense.
What's the course's name?
No, not going there. They're not worth it. I don't like them.
Okay.
But I will say this, when I sent you the picture earlier today, when I'm up here, I think of my, my favorite movie character of all time, which is Winnie the Pooh. When Pooh said, "They say nothing is impossible." That's not true. I do nothing almost every day.
Yeah, that's it. My in-laws used to run a bed and breakfast in Bar Harbor, and I went up there plenty of times, and I'm telling you, it will put peace into your soul if you're up there. It is absolutely spectacular. So,
and Zabe, Mrs. X retires September 1. So,
of this year.
Yes, September 1, we're counting it down. And so September 2, I got to head home in August but to get the boys to college. But September 2, we're coming back up and staying indefinitely. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and both my daughter Megan.
Being Winnie the Pooh every day.
Both my daughter Megan and Mr. X's X4?
3.
Damn it, it's hard to keep. I got to get a laminated card.
Hey, it's not easy in my house either, my friend.
Right. My daughter and X3 are going to be going to Christopher Newport. That's a beautiful thing. All right.
Yep. Sounds good.
CallMeMrX.com, the website, multiple levels. Get the picks. Have fun. As Furio likes to say, bet with your head, no over it, right?
Sure.
And if you're going to have to wait until the last minute to win, you might as well just wait until the last minute, right? You measure your true winners basically by, is the hay in the barn well before the season is over?
Yeah, it was always Labor Day, but I don't know that we can do that this year.
It'd be kind of hard.
It'd
all
be
right.
Tough.
CallMeMrX.com. The season totals are up. 60-game sprint should be fun. Resume your doing nothing, Mr. X, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Take care, man.
All right, we'll end on this. Oh, look at Dr. Fauci. This guy is cleaning up, isn't he? Dr. Fauci is now drawing more and more fire from more people saying, are you fucking crazy saying New York did a good job with the virus? By what metric? By what logic is that? And he has now been invited to go throughout the first pitch at Nats Park for the game against the Yankees. As my buddy Scott Shirey said from Houston, a firm member of hashtag Team Reality, a guy who's in the medical field, so he's in and out of hospitals all the time, making sure people get their heart valves that they need so their heart can keep going bump-a-da-bump, bump-a-da-bump, and beating and living. And if you don't get that when you need it, you could, die. My man Scotty Shirey said, let me get the exact quote here because he texted it to me. Fauci throwing out a first pitch in an empty stadium is the most living metaphor we've ever seen. Yes, indeed. He'll get no standing ovation, which I'm sure he craves, because the guy clearly has an ego, if not a God complex, but he is milking this for everything. I wonder how many other doctors, how many other epidemiologists. Where's Dr. Birx? Where's all of her celebrity pops? It's like, it's all Dr. Fauci all the time. He's got a bobblehead. He's had Brad Pitt play him on SNL. He is on the cover of InStyle magazine. He's now throwing out the first pitch. A lot of people are seethingly pissed going, oh, that's great. A guy who's been so wrong so many times continues to milk his stardom for fame. Rand Paul called him out today on that. I just shrug my shoulders and I just say, whatever. at this point. There's nothing you can do. He's clearly has been elevated to near godlike status by some people on Team Virus, and they don't want to hear whether or not he's actually been on point or anything else. One thing I heard, and I just shook my head at this, it was I happened upon a Fox News segment walking by a TV, and Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal was making a point about Fauci and, you know, not being too harsh, but he said, you know, he really has been, you know, sort of worst case scenario all along. The host of the moderator of this little four box cable news yellathon, which is all they are, jumps in and just stomps all over Henninger, who's brilliant, by the way, and a great writer, and says, but that's his job. That's his job. And I thought, okay, number one, you're yelling over him. He's trying to make a point. Number two, that's not Fauci's job to be worst case scenario guy. Where do you get that idea? That's his job to be worst case scenario guy. Anyone can be worst case scenario guy. I could be worst case scenario guy. I say probably a billion dead, widespread chaos, famine, locusts. This is going to be a bad virus. So hunker down. Good luck, everybody. That's the worst case. Fauci's job, like anyone's job, is to give the best counsel and advice considering the virus and what mitigation efforts are going to be applied to try to stop it and what strategies have benefits and trade-offs. That's his job. His job is to adjust as we learn more about the virus and how it spreads. Nope, he's been mashing the doom and gloom button. For reasons that, well, I've got a couple of theories. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I'm sure time will tell when it's all said and done. So, good for Dr. Fauci. Throw a strike out there, Doc. Hum it in there. Come on. Hum, babies. Big Nationals fan. So, there you go. Oh, and one more thing on the coronavirus. A study out of Connecticut by one of the laboratories in Connecticut discovered that they were finding about 30% of positive coronavirus tests were false positives. Well, well, well. I wonder how widespread that is across all labs across the country. Just something to think about. As they say, just a thought, not a sermon. That'll do it for us today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. As always, if you want all 5 days a week of this wonderful podcast, subscribe via Red Circle or just go to zabe.com/subscribe. You'll see how to do it there. You can get 12 months for the price of 11, and you'll get, you know, just one payment for the year, $55, and away you go. And I appreciate your support. I think it's 55. Yeah, normally 60, so 12 times. Great at math, aren't you? Quality content worth paying a small price for, a fair price for, and I hope I'm giving you fair value. If I am, tell a couple friends and help have them join in on the fun. As always, rate and review if you get 2 seconds. It's annoying. I get asked to do this all the time. I try to do it as much as I can. Have a great Tuesday. Bet with your head on Mr. X's picks, not over it. And we will see you tomorrow. Put your car on cruise and lay back because it's summertime.